MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.
Listening to market commentators, as an investor, you are by now no doubt familiar with the words uncertainty, nervous, volatile, inviting you to really assess your investment portfolio. Dirk Yuster is a fund manager at PSG Asset Management, and he argues that with markets set to remain volatile, you need to carefully consider retaining a meaningful allocation to growth assets. He joins us on the line to expand. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Dirk. So you argue that a volatile environment makes the case for multi-asset funds, low equity multi asset funds. How so?
Yes, good morning, and good morning to all the listeners. Yes, we are probably entering an era that's going to be more volatile than we are used to. So I think the lower risk or lower equity type of funds can play a very interesting role, just helping investors navigate a more volatile environment that is typically also linked to tougher emotions when it comes to investing. So it can play a very important role in this environment.
You also caution against knee-jerk responses to news flows, often taking into account longer-term consequences.
Yes, that's right. Sometimes investing can be quite emotive, and when the news flow turns negative, it's quite easy behaviorally to withdraw from investment strategies that's a bit more volatile. But there's a great risk or danger in this that typically when the emotions do run high, at most times quite a bad time to withdraw from high equity risk strategies. But we are definitely heading into an environment where a lower equity mandate can definitely help with these emotive times in the markets and help you remain invested.
So you essentially are calling on investors to find ways of maintaining and growing their wealth.
Yes, lower equity risk mandates, they can strike a very comfortable balance between remaining invested to a certain degree within equities, but then also it can use other asset classes to smooth the journey and make it a little bit more comfortable for investors, and yet still achieving an objective of beating inflation over medium and longer term time horizons.
Mm-hmm. So you've touched on the sort of disadvantages of early withdrawals. What about an investor who's saying, well, maybe I should be conservative, maybe I should be cautious? Is there a danger to investing too conservatively, in the long run at least?
Yes, no, absolutely. I think investors, you know, you have to manage quite a few risks, but probably the biggest risk that you do need to just be aware of is the risk of being invested too conservatively for long periods of time. Now, this is typically where investors allocate to strategies that does not utilize equities, and equities are the asset class that does provide the possibility of very large inflation-beating returns. So the risk for investors is actually quite acute, not taking advantage of inflation-beating returns in the long run. And at the end of the day, it can play quite a meaningful role in terms of the longer-term outcomes. So investors just need to be quite careful not approaching the markets or their savings and investment strategies with too much conservatism.
What do you say to an investor who's having a conversation with themselves about cash versus equities and debating that?
Yes, so we've come out of an environment where fixed income or cash and bond funds, so typically we would call these multi-asset fixed income funds. And so Africa, we've had very good real returns on offer, and they've been able to deliver quite nice inflation-beating returns. But the risk is going forward that the fixed income returns might be moderating, and we do expect or anticipate low real returns coming from this space. So longer term, it's quite a risk to only take advantage of this asset class and ignore equities for a longer term time horizon. And with a very low allocation to equities alongside other securities like the traditional fixed income securities, investors can get to quite nice inflation beating returns over longer term time horizons.
So the overall message that we are hearing is keep calm in the midst of a storm, reassess your portfolio and be in it for the long run.
Yes, that's right. And lower equity multi-asset funds can help these investors along the journey. It strikes a very comfortable balance between growth and lower volatility, while also being able to generate very nice inflation-beating returns. It also takes away the task for investors of making these asset allocation decisions. A multi-asset low equity mandate like the PSG Stable Fund takes these equity allocation decisions away from the investor. And it will blend across the various and a very wide toolkit to deliver a comfortable journey and good inflation-beating returns as well.
What of the multi-asset income fund?
Yes, multi-asset income funds have played a good role. We've seen typically investors using higher equity solutions coupled with multi-asset fixed income solutions. But what a low equity multi-asset solution does provide, it does take away the decisions how you blend those two asset classes. And again, we do think the multi-asset fixed income, although it's delivered very good outcomes over the last, let's say, medium to a few years, we do see the returns moderating from this space. So there is a risk that you will not generate the same inflation-beating returns as you have experienced in the past. And so the multi-asset low equity solutions can play a very good role in blending these asset classes together, adding a little bit more equities to the mix, but it will likely result in much better inflation-beating returns in the future, which we do think is important for investors that still can take a slightly longer time horizon.
Thank you so much for your time this morning, Dirk Uster, Fund Manager at PSG Asset Management.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.